and welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is Mandy. With me, as always, is John.
Howdy, howdy.
And today, I'm excited about this movie, actually.
You are?
I am. Because it's
been on our list for, like, forever,
what's wrong
right?
with my brain? I can't talk. But yes, it has been on our Shudder list forever.
It really has. And, like, it was on a couple of different lists that it was, because I remember it's been on a couple of other streaming. And that movie, of course, that we're going to be watching is
2020's Boys from County Hell.
And this was the one with the...
Only because I can't talk in an Irish accent.
Boys from County Hell.
Yeah,
I probably screwed that one up. Some Irish guy's like, how dare you? That's not what we sound at all. I'm going to stop trying to steal me Lucky Charms. And I'll be like, no.
No. That's terrible. Not the Lucky Charms.
Not the Lucky Charms. Not the gumdrop buttons.
So this one was actually, like I said, it's been on our list for a while. It seems more, at least the way that the trailer is set up, it seems more of a comedy.
Yes, it is. It is listed as a horror comedy.
Okay, good. Hopefully horror first and then comedy second. But either way, we could use some laughs. So this was definitely one of the movies that we were excited about. And we're like, yeah, you know, we should do that one for the next podcast.
And it's really kind of funny because it reminds me of every other, because this is, I think it's Irish. I'm going to feel really bad because somebody's going to be like, no, it was Welsh. Or like, no, it's from the Isle of Skye or the Isle of Man. And I'll be like, look, it's over there. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I like that it kind of also looks like pretty much all the ones that we've watched recently that have been from that area, where it's like, what was the, oddly enough, Grabbers.
I was going to say Grabbers.
Was going to be one of the ones on there. But also, we watched that, you know, like things like Garda and, was it the one that was the same dudes from In Bruges, where it was Colin Firth and the other guy who I can't remember his name. It was Banshees of something or other.
It was all Colin Farrell.
It was a bunch of different ones where it's like, oh, this is really nice and comfy, but also not comfy because something horrible is always happening on it. And that comfiness is brought to us by Chris
Bow.
We'll go with
Chris
that one.
Bow.
He did directed six episodes of 2022's Wreck, two episodes of the TV show Tin Star from 2019, and that was the one that had Tim Roth, and I think it was Canadian. It was weird. And 2017's, he directed 2017's Bad Day for the Cut, but he also wrote it, along with the writer of this one, who is Brendan Mullen. So they actually both did writing duties for Bad Day for the Cut. Brendan is actually better known as a producer, as he did such shows as Zoo, 2020's Wildfire, and 2023's Dalgleish or something like that. I don't know what that one is. Dalgleish.
Dalgleish?
I don't know.
Either way, I've never heard of any of these things.
Well, Zoo is interesting. I think that one's the Dean Koontz, or it's either Dean Koontz or the James Patterson guy, where, like, the zoo animals are attacking everybody, like, in a concerted, like, they're coordinating and trying to kill humans.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a weird one. But yeah, so we got that one going for us. We also, this is starring Nigel O'Neill from 2017's Bad Day for the Cut, so apparently we'll need to watch that at some point. 2023's All You Need Is Death, which,
that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and 2022's Mandrake. We also have Louisa Harland. From 19 episodes of Dairy Girls, 2014 Standby, and three episodes of 2020's The Deceived. Also, Michael, what was that? Who?
Ho?
Yeah, we'll go with Ho. Who's in one episode of Star Trek's Strange New Worlds, one episode of What We Do in the Shadows, and 2021's Awake.
I was just like, maybe it's Chris Bogg.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Well, you know, we're going to feel terrible about this
one. I'm not very good with last names lately.
Anyway.
Michael Hugh. How. Ho.
The nice thing is that...
Lalor Roddy.
Yeah, Lalor Roddy, who I think he was playing a guy named Patty in Grabbers, is actually in this one. So all the way back from our... somewhere in between our 35th and 36th episode, we got somebody else back in here.
Wow, is it really that long ago?
It really was that long.
Wow.
It was 2020 when we watched it. So, Wow. All on the way back. And this one is going to be, of course, on Shudder. You might be able to find this in a couple of different places. It's got a striking white, like, poster for it.
Mm-hmm. And white poster?
I think I have always been kind of drawn to that one poster just because it's like semi-minimalist. It's got like something going on the side of it, but it's, I think that negative space is just like, what's going on over there?
A lot of times movie posters, especially horror movie posters, are not white. No. They're black. So,
or purple.
True.
Purple has been a big one lately.
With yellow writing.
I guess that works.
I've got a lot of yellow writing.
I'm excited about this one. You know, yellow because it's sickly and you're just like, oh, it's a like the eyes of a cat.
Or like 70s. Like they're trying to make it look 70s.
Oh, yeah. They were doing that a lot too. Weird. But this one I'm excited about. It kind of reminded me, at least from the trailer, a little bit of Rawhead Rex where we knocked down the old Gaelic, you know, pillar that has been standing for a thousand years and... then it unleashes something terrible. Same deal with something evil. What was it? Lair of the White Worm, I think, was along the same lines.
I never saw that one. I need to watch
that. That was
one.
A weird one. Yeah. But anyway, I'm excited to watch this one. So we're going to go ahead and pause it here, and we will be right back.
Yep, be right back.
Some things are older than science, older than God. The Earth has its own secrets. And if you get close enough, you'll hear it.
Haven't you guys got anything better to do?
Nope. No, we don't.
This land belonged to Abertag. He drained people's blood and drink it like water.
Like Dracula.
Fuck Dracula.
I'd love to know if there's actually anything under there.
We'll find out soon enough.
I saw something weird.
Who's fucked that?
Fuck this, I'm out!
There's a vampire on my side!
Don't we fucker shout about me!
And we're back!
We are back.
So, I actually really liked... You know, I'm going to give this movie a little bit of credit for the unique way that they do vampires in this. Because it's not technically a vampire in the... Abertack? Abertack? Was the name of the vampire in this one?
I think it's Abertack, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. This is an old story, and I think I've actually heard the story once, because I'm a weirdo and I go into a lot of different mythologies. Apparently, like, back in the day, a guy kept killing this evil, and I think it was a dwarf at that point, but it was a evil, you know, magician, and he kept, digging himself out, so finally, they planted him face down, like, head down, so there you just keep crawling, and then that dispelled the magic or something like that. So it's a weird little story. But that's not what happens in this one. What happens in this one is the first 2 minutes are really rowdy with these two old people just kind of chilling, watching terrible TV. And then they immediately start bleeding from every orifice.
Yeah, it was pretty well, at least every orifice that we could see.
Well, I was like the wife was the nose, the husband was the eyes, and the eyes were rowdy. Gushing blood. I was like, oh my God.
It was the eyes and the nose.
That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's like 2 hours later. It's like, if this is a 90-minute film, so it was like, let's say it's 30 minutes.
Or it was like two weeks prior?
Well, it was 2 months before that. But my issue is still, it was in the film-wise, it's probably 30 minutes.
Yes.
Like 30 minutes worth of film before
something else happens.
Anything else happens. And we get all involved in these people's lives. And I'm just sitting there going, well, where the hell is the blood gushing thing coming from?
Is this like a 2 hour long movie?
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah. It was pretty long.
It's 86 minutes, I think. It's not that long. What was we're sitting, we're watching some idiots. You know, we got your listless protagonist in the... I think, I don't even remember their names. It was Protag.
SP. I remember SP.
Well, SP was the fat guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so SP was the fun one. And then we had Frenchie, who was the dad.
Francie. Yeah. So Francie's the dad. William is the best friend.
Yeah, he's the one who gets vampired. And then
I don't remember what the girl's name
is. Yeah. Claire, maybe?
Claire. Yeah, I think it was Claire.
But do you remember the main guys? I mean,
Eugene.
Okay, there we go. Because I couldn't remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think because it's Eugene, and you're just like, oh no, Eugene. and we get a whole bunch of stuff happening in this movie, but, like, nothing's happening, really. We also get, like, a little bit of backstory where they go through the Amber Tech thing. Apparently, they're in Six Mile Hill, Ireland. There is where...
6 Mile or 3 Mile?
6 Mile.
Okay. I couldn't remember that part.
No, this is apparently where the idea of the Bram Stoker's Dracula came from. And apparently there is, since the 1950s, that's actually been a thing. They've been thinking that this is, like, not this particular place, but a tale from Ireland was where, Bram Stoker got the idea of Dracula, not the Vlad Tepish. Idea, which makes sense because Abraham Stoker was not living there, or he's Irish. This is gonna be so stupid.
I did not know that his name was Abraham Stoker.
It took me forever to figure out. Like, if somebody goes like, "Yeah, Abraham Stoker," I was like, "What?"
Like, it makes sense. Then Bram.
I'm gonna look that up real quick because now I'm gonna feel like an asshole if it's like, nope, yeah, see Abraham.
Abraham.
And he was like 6'2" or something.
Yeah, he was huge.
He was the biggest man in Ireland.
He was giant.
Gigantic. But, and then we just sit and we just watch these guys piss around for like an hour. Like, I mean, it's a long time. We get the explanation of what's going on. There is a cairn out in the middle of the road underneath which Abertach. I keep on calling him Abernath or something like that. Like, Abernathy. But Abertach lives or is held secure for thousands of years. They're going to run a bypass through it. So much like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, everything is being destroyed by a bypass, a car outlet kind of thing. And everybody in the town is pissed because apparently, I guess that's the only reason for them to be there.
Yes, this is the reason why all the tourists come in, why they make their money.
Yeah.
Is because of this Bram Stoker, Dracula origination story.
Yeah. But also, we do hear a couple of times about a bull that's loose. We find out that the two main guys are just dicking around. One of them's going to leave and then is immediately killed by the bull that has been running around.
Like, initially he gets cut, though. He gets cut initially because he's a dick.
So he's right next to the cairn. They're fighting. They fight each other. And then the bull comes up out of nowhere and crushes him. Just immediately crushes William against the cairn. So, like, that was... And that took a half an hour. It took a half an hour for us to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, well, what else is happening? We're not having anybody else bleed. We're not having any other crap that's happening. It's just it's forever.
It's just forever and a day. Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of backstory.
Yeah, and it really did remind me of just the stuff that I saw from Razorback and any of the other ones where you've got a fake cow that they use because it's suddenly this bull that smashes into the guy, and like they're ramming the bull head against the William and the cairn. And then the bull is like, suddenly now it's a real bull and it runs away.
I didn't realize it was a bull. I genuinely thought that it was a wild hog. Because, we have those in Texas.
And it was a big one, but it wasn't bull size. Plus, it didn't really look like a bull. It had it's very hairy.
It was really hairy. Yeah.
But then everybody feels bad. And then I guess our protag guy decides that he's going to work with his dad to go ahead and knock everything down, which he does knock things down. And in knocking things down, they
unleash Abertach.
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 So the dad this entire time, Frenchie or whatever the friggin' hell his name is just a complete asshole.
Francie.
Well, I don't care. Peg Leg McGee. I don't... But not yet, but no. Soon. He keeps hiring all these idiots who are from the town, but he keeps bitching whenever, any of them do anything. And they blames immediately on his son. But he's like, oh, son, you suck. It's like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, man, calm down. He's like,
you're good for nothing. You suck.
Yeah, I thought you told that idiot to be here on time. Which, I mean, it's not his fault. Like, oh yeah, no, be here on time. It's like, yeah, I told him to be here on time. Why are you bitching at me? You allowed for the drunkard to be given a job. Because they get the drunkest guy in town, which Charlie. I guess that means something. But I guess he gets paid in like whiskey to be the guardian in that area. And they actually do, what, 1, 2, 3? I want to say 3 times where something is happening in the background.
Yes.
Where and it's really well done. It reminded me a little bit of Salvage, especially when we have the part where AmberTech is coming out of the house and the light is behind it, and you can barely see AmberTech coming out of the doorway. It reminded me a lot of Salvage mm-hmm. on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But so the dumbass gets killed, and then everybody freaks out, and then they find the dumbass. Charlie, you know, and he's not doing good, and he's like whistling and wheezing.
It sounds like
and,
he has like an extreme case of asthma.
Yeah, he sounds like he might be, you know, I wouldn't say exactly a vampire at that point, but at least a ghoul. And he immediately goes after Eugene as Eugene is like trying to drive him away. And it's just like immediately goes after him. So Eugene slams the car into a dump truck.
He crashes the car.
And it's just like, what the?
And everyone attacks Eugene for it. Like,
you
everyone's
dumbass,
like,
you broke the
what
car.
The hell? You broke the. And he's like, he tried to bite me. And his dad still smacks him upside the head and is like, great, now you set us back 3 days.
I did like the part. So at this point, everybody's kind of looking for Charlie. Charlie does kill one guy completely.
Who we don't care about. Really.
So my instinct at that point is, oh great, now we're gonna have 3 vampires running around because we gotta have the AmberTech one running around. We're gonna have the Charlie one running around because they still haven't killed him. And then you know we're gonna have dipshit, you know, with the tattoo on his chest, come back to life and try to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have that happen, which is very interesting to me. Charlie does fight like everybody, and he sneaks up and he almost tries to kill Eugene. He almost tries to kill Claire, but Claire is able to kill him with a spike, like a road spike or something like that. Some kind of long ass spike, and doesn't even kill him because it just pokes a hole through him and knocks the heart out, which I thought that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody sees Charlie later on as Claire like gets out and they're trying to explain what's happening. Sees Charlie walking around. It's like, oh no, we don't have to worry about that. He's just drunk. I'm like, you can literally see the heart sitting on the back, which popped out perfectly.
It was like a skewer.
Perfectly. Like just a bloop. And I'm like, I don't think hearts can do that.
You know
like,
what?
That's an anatomical picture of a heart.
You know what, though? They actually did explain why there weren't a whole bunch of vampires running around.
Well, they do, yes. A little bit later.
Yes.
But see, that was my immediate fear. Was like, oh, okay. So, you know, Charlie got bit by the vampire is what I immediately assumed.
Right.
Was that Charlie got bit by the vampire, and in being bitten by that vampire, you know, everybody else is going to get vampired.
Right.
So, no, that's not what happens. We do have a very comical bit where Charlie gets knocked into a freshly dug pit, and then they throw dirt on him, but he's still moving. But apparently putting a couple of rocks on top, like you would just, you
that
know, pile them up, that's it's too much for them. They can't do nothing.
Like, immediately. Like, they just immediately just accept death.
They just get tired. Like a dog with a blanket on top of them. He just sits there and he's like, well, I'm done now. Nope.
That's kind of silly. I did think that was a silly.
You know, it's like putting that little, you know, hood on top of a bird. It immediately becomes just like, oh, well, sorry. I just accept death now. And they run to the person who owns the field, who happened to be William's dad and the town
undertaker.
Yep. Yeah. And they go in there, and they're trying to explain stuff. William's mom is not doing well. She's, like, nearly catatonic after William died. And then finally, like, they're about to run away. And they're kind of like, okay, we're going to go ahead and kill this thing. And then they go, for some reason, William goes back in. And he's just like, oh, let me go ahead and check.
No, Eugene.
Eugene, sorry. Because William is dead at this point. But he goes back into the autopsy room, and he sees the dead goat. Or the dead
cow?
Sheep,
I
or
think
something
like
that.
Tiny
it's
cow?
It's something
know.
Like that.
It was
that.
Weird.
And that allows Eugene to put two and two together. And that's when William's dad almost blows him away with a rifle?
Yeah.
I was like, ah, okay, I guess we could just have rifles now.
And this is whenever he actually sees William.
You need to go to the good room. Or so it was the good room.
Yeah, the good room.
It was the good room. I was like,
which was so ominous. Like, we are never going to have a good room.
You know, I do like him saying that. It's like, remember when William And you, like, we told you about the good room. It's just like, ah, you'd never let William and I in there. He's like, I think you should go now. And then we see a really effed up version of William with teeth that are bifurcating, and he's getting more and more like,
and
his arms are all fucked up. And I assume that was from the
rocks.
Was it from the rocks? Probably. Or was it from the crushing, the cow crushing?
Well, I mean, he was pushed up against the rock, so it was probably both.
And then he had shark eyes, like 30 Days
black.
A Night.
Yeah, they were all black.
And this is when we get kind of the explanation. So what happened was that the farmer didn't know what he was going to do. Farmer. Undertaker, William's dad, didn't know what he was going to do, so he needed to stop any kind of construction that was going on. So he found out that the only way vampires become vampires in this situation, and they're not technically vampires, but the only way that they become, more amber tacky, is by getting scraped by the stone or having a piece of the stone in them. Was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you necessarily have to be dead for that.
No.
But I assume that he did kill Charlie at that point too. But he, so the Undertaker goes over to the site. He, I guess, kills Charlie or just knocks him out and then scratches him with the stone and then leaves.
I think he slit his throat.
Or something. It was weird. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, so you just went out and murdered a guy.
He really did. And then he cut like a giant, like...
He gave him a Y incision almost. Like, it was like, oh, I'm just going to bleed you on there.
With the rock.
Yes. And then I guess he decided at that point he didn't know what he was going to do. So they're going to go ahead and at this point kill William. Because he wouldn't want to be like that. You wouldn't want to go out like that, and it's not right. So they decide to make a little funhouse like luge thing inside of the house to like draw him out. So they're like they're boarding up all the other doors so William can't get out that way. And then they're gonna like funnel him towards the kitchen where Dad's gonna cut his head off. I'm like, okay, that's a stupid idea, because their idea is that you can't kill them. Well, at least the Undertaker says you can't kill him. Nothing kills him. But you can weaken them by staking them. And so the only way to get really rid of them is by shoving them under a cairn full of rocks. And that's all it takes.
Right.
Just a big old slab of rock. And as soon as he's done scratching on that for about 5 minutes and realizes he can't lift it, even though he's supposed to have some kind of super strength, the vampire goes into a docile, dormant state. As long as you don't try to move it. By God, never move that. So, at this point, they do, it's actually pretty funny what they do, is because Claire was going out with William up until, like, a little while ago. So,
Claire, until his death, actually.
Yeah, Claire, like, handholds with Eugene to piss William off to where William rushes at them, because he wasn't going to attack them for a second. And everything would have worked really fine, except...
William's mother
mom.
Decided to come out of a catatonic state at that exact second and shoot the husband in the arm.
Yep.
Which throws off the entire plan. And she's like, what does she call him? Come to me, pet.
Which I've heard that used a couple of times.
Yeah.
Cub. They kept calling Eugene Cub the entire time. Well, I was like, Jesus.
Well, he kept calling the younger people Cub.
Yeah.
Because he did the same thing with SP.
Okay.
So that happens. Of course, the plan doesn't work. Everyone freaks out, runs out of the house. Mom does get her throat slit in
it. And so the nice part is that everybody reacts to this the way that you probably should react, which is scared shitless and running to the car trying to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Which is what they tried to do. Now, unfortunately, that didn't work. So everybody has to run back inside of the house. But thankfully, William's dad is out there trying to blow him away, but then gets eight because he was one rifle round shy of being able to suicide.
Yep.
Poor bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hides. They decide to do this really complicated, convoluted way with hitting William in the ear with a nail gun, which causes him to, like, freak out. And then they shove him into a casket, which is ready. And it is like an old school 1800s casket with like the kind of triangular.
Yes.
Like
it was
the
tiny.
Y thing.
Oh my God, it was tiny.
They shove him in there. Unfortunately, the slashing begins because William is able to flail his hands around. He guts SP, who's a big fat guy, which, you know, I felt really bad about that one. But they're able to nail it shut. SP dies holding a beer in his can, like a beer in his hand, watching, like in front of the television, which was something his dad said he was going to be doing. Which was actually the only part that I was sad about. Like, I felt like I was too shocked about William's death. But SP, I was like, aww, SP died. Aww.
It was sad. There was a lot of sad bits in here. Like, it was way less comedy for me. Like, there was some comedic moments.
It was solidly, like, dramatic, though, yeah.
It was definitely more drama than comedy.
So, they bury William and put, like, three rocks on top of his casket, which was all it took. It's the rocks just immediately make you fall asleep.
Immediately. Like, he just stopped.
And he's like, pop, 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 pop. Like, oh, I'm done.
That's exactly the way it went.
They realize that Abertack is probably running around effing things up. I don't know where they got the idea that Abertack was, like, running around loose and trying to cause problems. They didn't see him.
Well, they did.
They did?
His foot went
boop. Oh, that's right. That's right. The little foot popped out, and that's when they were just did, like, ah, we put it all together.
The issue with this trailer is they give a lot away with this trailer, which they typically do with trailers nowadays anyways, but
you can pretty much get the whole thing from it.
Yeah, the whole thing from the trailer. Like, pretty much start to finish.
And what do we have? So it had the bit with the sunlight hitting Ambertack and not working, which was a huge plot point for them. They were really trying to do that. I'm like, we already know it doesn't work. How dare you give that shit away?
Right, because of the trailer.
The foot coming out, that was another one of them. There's a lot of little bits in there that I was like, okay, so that's just happening. We're just, okay, cool. I don't think there was really anything other than maybe the one decapitation that was really interesting and the people bleeding.
Right.
But we did see a little bit of the blood flowing towards different areas.
Right.
And that's what I meant by this being a very interesting way for to do vampires, because one, none of the normal stuff works on them. So, you know, decapitation, you know, popping them through with the
popping out their hearts doesn't work.
All that kind of stuff.
I'm sure doesn't work either.
Yeah. But they don't bite. They don't necessarily have to bite people. They can, or at least Ambertack can. He can just absorb the blood coming from, like, you will gush and hemorrhage and, like, pass out as the blood is being sucked away from you towards Ambertack.
Right.
And I was like, that's really cool.
Happening to the whole town.
Yes. We do see, like, the entire town is getting fucked at this point. By, like leaps and bounds. This is where the nice old couple at the beginning comes in. We see the cop who Eugene has been calling and trying to get him to keep a lookout for Ambertack.
Which, by the way, the old couple, why did he even go in their house? He didn't go into anybody else's house.
I think he was just looking for pants at that point.
Mm-hmm. No, because he was still walking around naked.
Yeah, he couldn't find anything in his...
That part didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
Because he just walked right into their house. Because
it was a cool thing for it to happen. Now, if it had, like, been her, like, watching it happen, walking through the door, maybe he was just like, what's on the TV? I don't know. We do have... everybody, like, you get, like, a couple of vignettes where, like, somebody's peeing blood, somebody just starts, like, hemorrhaging out of their nose for no reason.
A whole lot of those, actually, yeah.
The mom, Claire's mom starts bleeding really bad, which was...
And she's asleep, too.
Yeah. Which I did love. I love the part, so Claire, is kind of left on her own as the guys run around trying to do stuff, and she decides, oh, hey, mom, I need to get you out of here. If I get you further away from Ambertack, the less of the effect that you'll have with the blood. So, you know, I'm going to get you out of here. And she's got the mom and the mom's husband, who is not her father, there, because she keeps calling him James.
Yeah.
She, like, picks up the mom and is like, okay, mom, I'm going to get you out of here. James, I'll come back for you. Well, I promise I'll try. You know, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, she's like, I'll try to come back for
you. Maybe, probably won't come back, but, you know, I'll try.
The thought is there.
So, at this point, Eugene, the protag, and Dick Dad are going back over to their house because they realize that their mother, or his mother, Eugene's mom, who was married to Francie,
yes.
Whatever, probably had something to do with Ambertack at the beginning because Eugene had found a skull that really doesn't come up all that much through the rest of the...
So his mom was... his mom's ancestor was the one who buried Abertak, which is who Abertak was looking for this entire movie.
Oh, is that what the whole point was? He was looking for that? I thought...
He was looking for the Oh, what did they call him? Oh,
Cairn. Yeah.
Okay, so they were
C-A-H-E-R or something like that. Care.
So they were looking for their ancestor, right? The ancestor of the person who put them in there. So that's what he was doing, and that's why he ended up back at Eugene's mom's place.
Yeah, because apparently they've had the land for forever and ever, and also she is descendant from him, the Care guy. Which means that the chieftain is now Eugene, who is the shiftless layabout who doesn't have anything else going on. So they decide that they're going to go ahead and fight Abertak, and the way that they're going to do that is, I guess the dad decided that he's going to go ahead and decapitate him. They really haven't knocked decapitation out yet.
Correct.
But they start hiding, and they have like a father-son moment, which is immediately ruined by the dad not wanting to hug the son, which I thought was really funny. And then he does knock the son out.
He goes, what's that? And Eugene freaks out. He's like, and then he punches him right in the face and just knocks him the fuck out in like a second. Like, this is like the angriest dad punch ever.
And he's down for the count. So he even puts a tarp over Eugene. And then he immediately cuts the guy's head off. And I was like, okay, good. Now kick the skull somewhere where it can't get back onto, and you didn't.
Lock it in a closet, something.
Or pick it up. Fuck's sake. You know, just do anything with it. Because that, you know, hell, as far as we know, we don't know if he can pick that damn thing up. He's a friggin' vampire.
If you locked the head in a closet and then the body in another closet.
I'll just put it in a hat box.
Would that have, like, taken care of it?
Probably. We have no idea.
It can't reattach itself.
I mean, the head itself was able to wiggle, but maybe that was just because it was on the blood.
Right.
And the blood was moving towards the body. I don't know.
Like a big piece of string.
Abertak cuts the dad's leg almost all the way through with the axe that he picks up because Eugene's dad decided to leave it off to the side there, which was hilarious.
And then he tried to wake up Eugene also, and Eugene's like, why does my jaw hurt? He's like, you fainted.
You must have fallen down.
You hit it. You fainted. It was silly.
And then they haul ass outside. They get into the shed, which was the place where Eugene found skulls to begin with. This is when we see that the sun doesn't work on Abertak, who comes down into the cellar now and is, like, chasing them. The dad has the bright idea to... Well, Eugene has the bright idea that he needs to weaken the Abertak. The dad has the bright idea to use the leg stump that he has. And he does. Eugene tears his father's leg off. Like, and it's below the shin, but it's still a little bit. He tears it off and jams the bone into Abertak, which immediately makes him just like, oh my god, I can't believe I can't move no more. And he falls over. And then Eugene just spends about 10 minutes shoveling dirt off the side of something onto him and then putting a couple of rocks. And apparently that was all it took.
That's it. That is it.
And then the rest of the movie is denouement where Claire goes to Australia.
Francie now has a peg leg.
And he's helping the son, you know, around the house and not being a dick. And then Eugene has built a shed to destroy all the monsters, but he put all the stuff inside the shed to kill the monsters, so if the monster ever comes back, it'll immediately have access to a whole bunch of weapons.
Yeah, that was kind of silly.
Which we found that it is very viable. You know, the vampire having some kind of axe apparently almost killed everybody. So what do you think?
I'm actually going to give this one a 5 out of 10. It's not what I was expecting. I was expecting way more comedy with how they did the trailer.
I think it was still pretty damn funny.
I think it's just because I went into it thinking it was one thing, which of course happens all the time with movies because that's just the way that they make the trailers. They don't advertise it the way that it's supposed to be. There were a couple of funny bits in here, but this was definitely more horror and drama than comedy.
I'm going to give this 7, what are we going to give? Oh, so 5 what?
We'll do 5, five leg weapons, leg stabby things. I don't know. What can I just call it?
You guys didn't get to see it because it's on a podcast, but she did start motioning with her arms as though she were thrusting a leg into a vampire's chest. And she's just like, you know, the thing with the this stabbing, thing, the poking.
It's a spear. I'm going to give it
seven bodies being crushed up against a cairn of rocks by a fake cow out of 10. I actually like this one. I thought the comedy was comedic enough. Like, it's comedic in that very dry British sense. So if you're a fan of things like Fawlty Towers or Father Ted, you would still think that this one was a lot more funnier than it was supposed to be. Now, it wasn't. I mean, there was a lot of the stuff that was happening on here. I think just because it's something new for the vampire genre, which you never get anything new on. It's always,
true.
The newest thing that we had, the newest innovation that we had from vampires that was not Dracula was sparkly skin.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, it was Twilight, wasn't
and
it?
It was. And that was a terrible, terrible idea. So they went something else, and it just, the idea of these rivers of blood flowing down towards one central point.
I did like that.
That was amazing.
You know what? I'm going to give it a 6.
You're going to give it 6?
I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay, yeah, 6. There you go. 6, okay. Go ahead and do the motion again, because I can't remember what it was. Oh, like that? There you go.
Yep.
She did the motion again. But I don't think that this was the worst thing to be watching. It is, what, 86 minutes is what we decided. It's 100 and, like, I think it was 1 hour, 28 minutes, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Or 136, 80, I don't know.
88, 89 or something like that. So it's very close to being, you know, just about an hour and a half, which is perfect, perfect time frame for a horror movie. I think this was good enough. It spent a little too much time on the drama at the very beginning.
Agreed.
And that was my biggest issue. I don't care. You know, say what you will about Lost Boys. Let's compare it to Lost Boys. Lost Boys still had... No, compared to Lost Boys, it's the same kind of concept. People in a small town have to deal with vampires. I mean, it's, you know, you're not dealing with the fish out of water story that you had with David.
Mm.
But it's still along the same lines. There was no other vampiring happening during that other period of time. He could have had something else happen. We could have done anything to where there was at least a couple other weird bits where people were bleeding very close to the cairn. But we didn't have anything of that. And so we just had this long trough of, like, nothing happening.
There was one guy, though. Like, well, so there was the guy that Charlie killed, and then his blood went to the other...
Yeah, but that happened after
And that happened
cairn
right
thing.
Before
yeah. That happened after the,
got up.
Yeah, that happened after the William part, too. That's within the half an hour afterwards everything happened. My issue was the sheer just stuff happening of the William death. After he died, it just kind of ground everything to a halt, and you didn't feel good anymore. You felt terrible.
Yeah.
This guy who wanted to leave the small town life behind, you got this loser friend who's no longer welcome at the bar. I just felt like shit, and I didn't want to see anything else go on there, especially when everybody started treating him like shit because his dad ran the company that was going to destroy the cairn, which was the only thing, and they didn't care for it because it's part of our heritage. No, it was because it's the only thing that gets people to come to this town. I'm like, all right, cool. Well, that's a lot of fun, guys. Thanks a lot. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that I could have dealt without. The other cool shit, though, I enjoyed. The blood, the fact that Ambertak could just kind of pull himself back together, that was cool. The fact that everybody reacted so realistically in this, where they're just like, every time you see a vampire doing shit, it's everybody screaming and running like it's a Scooby-Doo episode. You know, and there is a monster after them. Unfortunately, it is a real monster, and it's killed three people that you just watched them do. This has a lot of dead people in it, you know. And of course, nobody really probably even realizes what happened, even though they watched as their eyes bled or they peed blood for 20 minutes. And I don't think that they would have survived all that blood loss. I really don't. I think that entire town is dead. Like, well, we have to kill Abertak or the town won't survive. No, the town did not survive. The town died. Everybody died with that much blood loss. I'm sorry.
It was a lot.
But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. What about you? Do you think that this was a good idea for the difference of vampires? Do you enjoy Irish cinema? Let us know. Reach out to us. ESAT3AM@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to reach us. You can also get us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ESAT3AM. Or go to our main website, ESAT3AM.com. And on that, you're going to go ahead and see in the lower left-hand corner a little link that says leave us a voicemail. Click on that. You can go ahead and leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, let us hear your voice.
But until next time, we'll see you.
Yep. Bye.